Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Owen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is called out on strikes. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Henrich moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrik scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Chandler covering, for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henrik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henrik. QL reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Steve Sundra now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. There goes Krivic trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Rolf, who tags Krivic for the out. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-2 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti is called out on strikes. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Quell bunts towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Sundra covering. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Radcliffe. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 3 in the game. Renza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5. White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sundra strikes out. two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gordon moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 3 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 3 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Dickey is walked intentionally. Henrich moves to second. Thornton Lee now pitching. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Henrich moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 4 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 4 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolfe for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.